then you back it up. Drop that ass down, let me pick that motherfucker up. Now back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Hey, back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Now back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Hey, back that pussy, she's a motherfucker.
It's a piece of cake to make a pretty cake.
What?
It's the way it's hazy. Hey, yeah. You gotta do the cooking by the book.
What?
You know you can't be lazy.
Yeah.
Now we use a messy recipe.
It what?
The cake will end up crazy.
Hey, yeah.
If you do the cooking by the book.
It's yours, bitch. Grab it, dick, it's yours, bitch. Rub that shit, it's yours, bitch. Grab it, dick, it's yours, bitch. Now turn around, bitch. Put that ass on the nigga. Grind on the dick, make it get a little better. Now turn around, bitch. Put that ass on the nigga. Just grind on the dick, get it, take that nigga.
You gotta do the cooking by the book.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Gargoyles! Sly dicks! Everything's ungodly! Dork said it!
Hey, white man.
Oh, ow.
Laffy taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Get that
bullshit now, man. Okay, come.
Timothy James Henson back here with you to end the week with the Friday program. Got a great show for you today. Got to say thanks to Haley's Comet. Haley's Comet sent in a link to a website called Ranker, and Ranker is listing the top 13 creepiest Christian education videos for kids. Now, most of them are not distorted view material. However, I found one that was totally ridiculous that I have to share with you. What is the number one threat to Christianity? If you said caring about the environment, you'd be right. That's right, environmentalism apparently means you hate Jesus Christ and worship your tree overlords or something. I don't know. Let's take a listen to this really stupid video.
Environmentalism is striving to put America and the world under its destructive control.
Destructive control? Their aim is to protect the environment, the exact opposite of destructive. How are they going to explain this?
America and the world under its destructive control. This so-called green dragon is seducing your children in our classrooms and popular culture. Its lust for political power now extends to the highest global levels. And its twisted view of the world elevates nature above the needs of people, of even the poorest and the most helpless. With millions falling prey to its spiritual deception,
what?
The time is now to stand
spiritual about
and resist.
It.
Around the world, environmentalism has become a radical movement, something we call the Green Dragon, and it is deadly.
Oh, well, you know, when she said the so-called green dragon at the top of the video, I thought that's what the environmentalists call themselves. No, it's a name that she made up.
Deadly to human prosperity, deadly to human life, deadly to human freedom, and deadly to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Make no mistake about it, environmentalism is no longer your friend. It is your enemy. And the battle is not primarily political or material. It is spiritual.
As a former pastor, I'm always on the alert to threats to the Christian faith. And make no mistake about it, environmentalism is exactly that. It is its own religion.
The environmental movement has actually become what I call the cult of the green dragon. And we need to be prepared as Christians to rescue people from that cult.
Increasingly, I believe Bible-believing Christians are becoming aware.
If you so much as plant a goddamn tree in the ground, you might as well stand over the Bible, whip out your dick, and come all over it. That's right, just jerk off on the Bible, because that's what you're doing to poor God. You're defiling him. All right, is there any more?
Folks, this shouldn't happen. We need to stop the war on the poor.
And scaring little children to achieve your political ends is reprehensible.
Yes, isn't that what all religions do, pretty much? You're going to go to hell if you lie! That type of stuff. So there you go. I'll put a link on my Twitter sheet, honey, so you can check out the other 13 or other 12 videos in the creepiest Christian education videos. Moving on. Fat Boy Get Down. He's the kid. Okay. I'm sure a lot of you have seen this video where this extremely obese guy is dancing to My Humps. My Lovely Lady Lumps. And then he did a whole bunch of other videos similar to that one. And then he had a change of heart, where he didn't want to be a laughingstock anymore. He really wanted to focus on getting better. Now, this kid, I think, weighs like 700 pounds or something like that. He has gut butt. We've talked about that on the program. Like, he's just really enormous. So now I've got to play this video for you because it's so obnoxious. Here is Fat Boy Get Down.
Sick and tired of people hating on me left and right. Fat this, fat that, gay, stupid, retarded, psychotic.
It's because you make retarded videos of your fat ass, you know, jiggling about to Beyonce. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, you're a buffoon.
Hating on me left.
Buffoonery.
Right. Fat this, fat that, gay. Stupid, retarded, psychotic, you need help, this and that. Fuck you! Okay?
He sounds like Lily Tomlin when she freaks out.
Oh, fuck you!
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you! Get the fucking thing together, fuck you!
Unfortunately, his rant doesn't end there.
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Okay? I love my haters, because if it wasn't for all you guys, I wouldn't be here. So continue
okay.
to send me the hate. Continue, because that's what I want you to do. And while you're at it, eat my ass. That's right. I want you to get real close to my butt cheeks and eat my ass.
Ew.
That's right. Eat my ass, motherfucker! Eat it!
Wow, there is a sound clip for you. I think you'll be hearing that again on Distorted View.
Eat my ass, motherfucker! Eat it!
I can't even fathom what type of smells you would have to endure if you placed your face in Fat Boy Get Down's ass. I mean, his butt has a butt. You know what I mean? Like, he has multiple... It's a multiple butt situation. And so lots of smells can get trapped in there. Finally, before we get into the news today, our good friends at Everything Is Terrible found a wonderful safe sex video. Former NFL player turned teen sex educator Miles McPherson condescendingly tells yesterday's youth that they are wrong as he bathes in the spotlight of his own good intentions. That's the description. Let's take a listen to this VHS tape called But Is It Safe?
Someone asks, can you get sex from kissing? You know what they tell you? We have no known record. That means...
Wait a second. What was that?
Someone asks, can you get sex from kissing? You know what
they... Can you get sex from kissing?
Someone asks, can you get sex from kissing? You know what they tell you? We have no known record. That means they don't know. They say, well, we don't think so. And you probably can't because there's not probably enough in the saliva, but you know
I mean, sometimes kissing does lead to sex. I mean, obviously this guy is referring to AIDS. That's what he meant to say.
Someone asks, can you get sex from kissing?
Can you get AIDS from kissing?
We have no known record. That means they
don't. But if you're going to produce a professional video that you're going to send out to schools or churches or wherever, wouldn't you do a take two on that one? A pickup on that? Because that's wrong information. When you replace AIDS with sex, it kind of changes the whole meaning.
No. They say, well, we don't think so. And you probably can't because there's not probably enough in the saliva. But you know what? They can't tell you straight up no. Because they're not sure. Is sex good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it fun?
Yes.
Is it exciting?
Yes.
Is it natural?
Yeah. Not the way I do it, but yes. But is it safe?
What is sex?
Two people get together, have intercourse, and that's it.
Now, what's interesting is every time he asks the audience, you know, which are teenagers, what is sex, they provide an answer, a pretty decent answer. It's like when, you know, what did she say, when a guy and a girl have intercourse? That's sex, sure. But he mocks and ridicules the students regardless of their answer.
To repeat that. It's when two people get together and have intercourse, and that's it.
It's when a male and female have sexual intercourse and exchange body fluids.
So I have to have intercourse to have sex. Yo, this is what sex is. When a male and female have sexual intercourse and exchange body fluids.
Well, I'm sorry I said anything. You asked a question.
What happens is when people have sex, they say, okay, we're going to get together, and I'm going to stick this in you, and that's all it's about. Yes, ma'am.
I love everything is terrible. Their editing is great. A bunch of dumb fucking noises this guy makes.
Ow.
Oh, right. Fast forward past the sound effects.
He don't care about you. So you tell me how you can be safe.
Condoms.
And protection.
People are becoming more perverted, having dirtier sex.
That's and right. It's just more fun that way. The dirtier, the better.
Disease is on the increase.
If you're going to have sex outside of marriage, you have to consider you're going to die.
People are going to die having sex. True? If I asked you to go to Iraq and fight in a war, would you go to Iraq and fight in a war without a gun? No. Now, some of y'all are going to die or have friends that are going to die having sex. But yeah, sex is fun, natural, exciting. Something's wrong. And if you don't know what you're doing, if you're risking your life and you don't even want to learn or you're not willing to learn to do it the right way, you are not only dumb, but you're stupid because you're going to die. What else physically can happen as a result of illicit sex? How about deformed babies?
What?
How about deformed
babies? I don't think deformed babies is from how you're doing it. You know what I mean? Like if you have her flipped up on her back and then on her stomach and then she's sitting on your dick, there's a good chance you're going to have a deformed baby. Is that what he's saying?
It can happen as a result of illicit sex. Deformed babies?
Well, even if you're having, you know, sex when you're married, you could have a deformed baby.
Deformed babies that y'all will get.
By the way, under his, he's writing that on a chalkboard, and right above deformed babies is crabs.
I mean, even though you told me that, I prefer having a condom than nothing.
Okay, let me ask you a memo.
All right, so he just said, look, I guess he was giving some statistics about how you could you could still get pregnant because condoms fail or something, they're only 98% effective or something. And he said, well, look, I would still prefer to use a condom having sex.
I prefer having a condom than nothing.
Okay, let me ask you a memo. You believe you have the risk of having deformed babies.
Uh-huh.
You believe you have the risk of having sores on your wee-wee. Magic Johnson, barring a miracle of God, is going to die. And he's going to die in front of you.
Wait, what was that? This video is so
Magic
weird.
Magic Johnson, barring a miracle of God, is going to die. And he's going to die in front of you.
Oh, barring it.
And you're going to watch him. Die. He's going to shrivel up and die a painful death, and you're going to watch him.
By the way, this video was produced in the early 90s, and Magic Johnson is still doing okay.
Can you imagine getting married? You get engaged. This is the guy of your dreams. Big, strong, tall, dark, and handsome brother. Or whatever you like. You spend $30,000 on your wedding. Your dad does if he got it. You fly to Hawaii. You tell everybody about your wedding, you got 50 cars in the procession, all this stuff, and he carries you into the hotel room, we've got flowers all over, and you get undressed, and you're like, well, I've done this a whole lot of times before. Ain't no special to it.
Sex is still good, even if you've done it hundreds of times.
What happened to me? I didn't spend all that money, but on my wedding night, nothing special. I was very disappointed.
Wow. Your wife is a lucky, lucky lady.
My wedding night? Nothing special.
Nothing special.
I was very disappointed.
Disappointed. I'm an asshole. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes, it's almost the weekend. For a lot of you, it's payday, so why not use just a very small fraction of that paycheck and purchase a Sideshow membership for only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive shows. Yesterday, I did a Sideshow exclusive program, clocking in at over 36 minutes. So it's they're decent-sized shows. These aren't mini shows. I'm giving you guys lots of extended and bonus content. Plus, you get full access to the entire archive of programs and specials. Old shows from the Tell Me days. I put some of my old CDs that I would sell up for you guys to download. Ringtones. All sorts of stuff. Sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right. Three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. I'm a bad Catholic. I was born Catholic. I went to church up until the age of like 6 or 7 and then my mom got tired of going. And that's when I fell. Fell from grace and became the heathen that I was. But I was never a really good Catholic. I don't know a lot about the saints and the, you know, Bible. I don't know. But I had no idea there was a patron saint of genital herpes. Apparently there was, or is, head of patron saint of genital diseases to be auctioned. What? The severed head? This is just... none of these words that I have read in this story yet are making any sense. It's all so bizarre. The severed head of the patron saint of genital diseases is to be sold at an auction in County Meath next week. Where the fuck is that at? I totally want to bid on this thing, though. The decapitated head of Saint Vitalis of Assisi, I don't know, has been in the possession of an Anglo-Irish family at Ansbrook House in Dulek for years now. The object is housed in a Queen Anne case and has been on display in the hallway of the Meath House, removed only when young children visit. They don't need to be protected by that. It's to be sold at an auction of the house's contents next Sunday, with a guideline price of between $1,200 and $1,800. Saint Vitalis was an Italian hermit and monk who died in 1370 and became a saint despite an early life of immorality. In a bid to atone for his earlier sins, he went on pilgrimages. That's a hard word to say. Pilgrimages to various sanctuaries and eventually became a monk and later lived as a hermit, living in utter poverty. After his death, he became known as a patron against sickness and diseases affecting the genitals. This poor saint every day has to hear people praying to him about their, you know, scabby cocks and bloody pussies and shit. All right. Warts and shit like that. Yes, it is strange, but it is also very interesting. Matthews, who's... Damien Matthews is the auctioneer who is responsible for selling the head, which it is believed arrived in Ireland in the late 19th century. He says, it's strange, but it's a very interesting object. If you have crotch rot or pussy funk, Saint Vitalis is the man you want to be praying to. All right, second story we have for you today. This one's a short one. It comes from New York. In the city's first cruelty case in which an animal's DNA was used to win a conviction, a 20-year-old Brooklyn man was sentenced Wednesday to 2 to 6 years in prison for an attack in which a cat was doused with lighter fluid and set on fire. Alexis K. Tyler, you had something you wanted to say about a cat?
Pussy and a cat in a hole and a damn hot pocket between her damn legs.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you. The man, Angelo Monderoy, or something, who prosecutors said burned the cat because he was bored, good reason, also faces possible deportation to his native Trinidad. In October 2008, Scruffy, a one-year-old tabby, also known as Tommy Two Times, was found by a building super in Crown Heights with much of his fur and skin burned off. He was euthanized soon after. Meanwhile, Mr. Monderoy, then 18, and another teen, Matthew Cooper, told the authorities they had taken a cat to the same apartment where one stepped on him and the other doused him with lighter fluid.
Oh, pussy!
Prosecutors said the DNA match strengthened their case by allowing them to link Scruffy, whose injuries were documented in painful detail, to the attack in the apartment. Mr. Cooper pleaded guilty. He received 7 years for a package of crimes, including an assault on a man, but Mr. Monderoy opted for trial and was convicted of aggravated cruelty to animals, arson, and burglary. He faced a maximum of 15 years in prison. At Wednesday's sentencing, the judge, Michael A. Gary, noted that the attack, far from being spontaneous and impulsive, took some planning and that Mr. Monderoy had plenty of opportunities to stop. The world should know, Justice Gary said, what Monderoy had done. Speaking of cats, I saw the most infuriating, stupid television show ever on Animal Planet. It's called My Cat from Hell. I don't know if you've seen this. It's hosted by the most annoying person on television ever. All right. He says he's all tattooed up, he's overweight, has weird facial hair, really long, like, just weird beard and everything. And his name is Jackson Galaxy. He's a musician by day or by night or something. And then he is a cat behaviorist. Like, he goes to people's houses and makes bad cats behave, which you can't do. It's just cats are assholes. All right. Everything about the show is annoying. Okay, his name, first of all, Jackson Galaxy. Like, that's his real name. Then he comes to your house, and since he's a musician, instead of carrying a briefcase or a backpack with supplies, he has his, like, a guitar holder that he uses, right? Just annoying shit like that. And then, all right, so these cats are just awful. They're asshole cats, right? And, you know, maybe one is hiding underneath a bed and won't come out and is hissing at him. So he'll go down and stare at the cat or whatever. And he says, in one episode in particular, he says, I know when the cat blinks back at me, I'm going to be okay. Like, everything's going to be fine. I've got the cat now. So he blinks, does a slow blink, and when the cat returns the blink, it's, you know, everything's going to be okay. Problem is, shortly thereafter, the cat fucking scratched the shit out of him. You know, it's just bullshit. He wants to be the Caesar Milan of cats. Queer-ass douche. I'm the cat whisperer. All right, final story, which just bugs me. Final story we have for you today. Need to get back to just watching Hoarders. Final story we have for you today. By the way, it's a slow news day. I almost read a news story involving a woman who bit a piece of beef jerky and put it back on the store shelf and refused to pay for it. But thank God I've got a distorted view update here. A Durango man. That's in Colorado. A Durango man was sentenced Friday to 60 days in jail for spitting his own feces on a police officer. I'm sure you all remember that news story. Paul Kasalik, 62, stood still and showed no emotion as 6th Judicial District Judge David Dickinson, handed down the punishment. Kasalik apologized to his wife, the officer, and the community. His wife was in the courtroom. The officer, however, was not. Yeah, there's a chance he's going to be spit on with feces again. The occurrences of that evening are totally indefensible, he said. Through his attorney, Kasalik declined to comment outside the courtroom. Kasalik's work as a retail associate at the Durango Post Office made his a well-known face around town. He worked for the service for about 30 years and retired on April 29th. Kasalik was facing anything from probation to 2 years in jail after spitting feces at a Durango police officer named Chad Langley while detained at the Durango police station. The series of events began February 12th when Langley stopped Kasalik on suspicion of drunk driving. He was taken to the Durango police station to undergo a formal breath test. Before taking the test, Kasalik asked to use the restroom. Apparently, he chewed on some of his own turds, came back with a mouthful of poop, and spit on the police officer. Actually, according to the news story here, standing at about 4 feet away, Kasalik looked up, took a deep breath, and violently spit the contents at the officer. The feces struck Langley on the left side of his face and head. Durango defense lawyer Joel Fry said Kasalik was highly intoxicated and defecated in his pants at the traffic stop. He was trying to clean himself at the police station, and then some accidentally got into his mouth. But he didn't explain how the feces was spit at the officer, other than to say it was an accident. What? How can you eat your own poop, spit at someone, and then claim it was an accident? It's very disgusting, not something we want to talk about, Fry said. He wrote an apology letter that reads, "My behavior that night was inexcusable, very embarrassing for me, and incredibly offensive to Officer Langley." So there you go. 60 days in jail for spitting poop on a police officer. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak at me, please.
Hey, Tim, one of the guys I work with has a Not of This World sticker on his truck, and I had to ask him, what the fuck is that thing, man? I see him everywhere. He told me that Not of This World is a Christian clothing company, and apparently that logo just got popular, and all the Christian fucking morons started putting it on all their cars out here in Law. Such a nice place to get shot. Spiral ham, fucker.
Fucker. All right, hey, so yeah, I was wondering about that Not of This World thing.
Hey, Tibby Roo, it is Sideshow member Surly.
Hi, Surly.
I'm calling because on your Sextastic Tuesday, I guess that's the May 17th show,
yes,
the caller talked about Tourette's guy, and you had indicated that you didn't think that Tourette's people could pick what they yelled out.
Right.
And I actually have a moderately amusing story about that. This is a story from a friend of mine. I did not witness it firsthand, but
so
it
it's not true,
hand.
Is what you're saying.
He went to a Christian college because he got a full scholarship. He was just as distorted as the rest of us. But
gotcha.
A girl that he was in classes with had Tourette's, and being incredibly
did you say shit like Jesus fucking Christ?
Religious. She had major issues with cursing, so that's a problem when you have Tourette's.
And that's how it manifests itself.
She had gone to a therapist who had helped her train her to censor herself. Hmm. So instead of cursing, she would say beep. So he said, my friend said you would be sitting in class and this woman in the background would be going beep.
the fucking roadrunner is in
like
your class.
That. She beeped herself. anyway, that's my little tidbit.
To goo. I didn't know you could do that if you had Tourette's.
Hey, Dan Fletch, remember Kenny here?
Hi,
and I just wanted to call and say I totally agree with you. I fucking hate pregnant bitches. They're so...
Yes.
I don't know. They
pregnant
the
women
shit
are the
out
worst.
Because they feel like, you know, everything has to be special for them. Oh, I'm pregnant, so, you know,
yeah,
everyone...
you did this to yourself.
Whatever the fuck they're doing, and attend to my every little whim.
Enjoy,
you know, wipe my ass for
years.
Me. That was at Starbucks earlier today. There's this
9-pound
lady
turd
and
shooting out of
and
there.
And her, I don't know, kind of an older man, but he's rubbing her back. I'm assuming husband or whatever the hell he was. You know, rubbing her back.
Uncle.
And, oh, I'll pay for it, honey. Oh, I'll carry your coffee cup. A pregnant lady does not need her fucking coffee cup carried for her. I hate pregnant women or women that just given birth. The most special experience. It's so wonderful. I'm glad to be a woman so I can give birth. I'm glad I'm not a woman because I don't want to have to go through it. It's their fault most of the time for getting pregnant. I mean, you know, a lot of the times they want to have the baby, so it's like, you know, you want to have the
baby.
Right,
we get it. You don't like pregnant women. Christ. Too many
people. This is Doc from the most fucked up state in the U.S., Florida.
Florida, yes.
I just wanted to say, a good time listener, catching up on the previous.
It's not how you say that, a good time listener. Okay. Long time listener, you idiot.
A good time listener, catching up on the previous. I have spreaded the extortion.
Spreaded? You spreaded the distortion. You are a complete fucktard.
Tim, will you quit calling
me? I spread in the distortion.
I broke up with you for a reason.
Yeah, wait, what is that?
Tim, will you quit calling me? I broke up with you for a reason. Yeah, that's right. This is Joey. You know, you didn't move along with your life. And, you know, fuck the black cock that I saw you doing that night. That came in early.
You sound just like Joey.
Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow Member, some guy in Japan. I should say, a loyal Sideshow Member, some guy in Japan. And for those of you complaining...
God, your phone sucks over there.
For those of you complaining about the fact that he's been sick and hasn't done any shows, hey, where are you going to go? NPR? I don't think so. No. This is it. This is all you
suck
have.
It up,
your whole
bitches.
Life. Our whole life is this show. And that's the way it should be. So if you need to take a week off to get well...
I took 2 days. It was 2 days, or 2 shows that I missed because I was sick. Leave me alone.
Hey, Tim, this is Nico, and something I wanted to correct you on about... Maybe 4 years ago was your pronunciation of Parmesan cheese. It's actually pronounced Parmesan. Well, that's how I do it, the fuck with people. And also, I puked up egg yolk too, but it's not because I didn't eat eggs. It's because
mucus.
My stomach can reach
mucus-based throw up
your food and then throw it back up again. It's pretty nifty, but it's probably the worst superpower you'll ever hear about.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Bye.
What if that was your mutant superpower?
Tim,
ever?
I was just listening to the adult baby guy and how he switches out of his baby mode when he leaves the house to avoid embarrassment.
Or work.
Embarrassing. Going out in public dressed like a baby or having your face broadcast on national television for the whole world to see.
People do weird shit when they know they're going to be on TV.
Hey, it's me, Alex. It's about May 17th right now. It's about 2 in the morning. I was listening to some of the shows this week, and people were calling about why they became a sideshow freak. And I don't think if you remember, but the reason I joined was because of when you did the interview with Roy Killer War.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to hear the entire, 30-minute thing, and I was so happy I became a sideshow member because I'm just like, oh my god, this is the best $5 I've spent all fucking month.
Yes, of course.
Seriously, it's one of the best things I ever did this year.
$5.
Every month. Freaks, pay this man.
Listen to this
pay
guy.
Pay this man
he
money.
What he's talking about.
Just shut up and pay this man money.
Yeah.
All right. See you later, Tim.
I need to get an update from Roy Killer War. Get him back on the program. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. You know what's coming, right? 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God.
Eat my ass, motherfucker! Eat it!
Of course. Subscribe by iTunes. Don't forget to spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. Monday is Memorial Day, so there will be no show. I will be doing a video cast, though, so be on the lookout for that. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. We'll see you back next week. Bye, everybody!
The deputy police chief says six officers were killed, including the district's top cop after the vehicle they were riding in was sprayed with bullets. Cock.